Warning, the following program contains material of an offensive nature. Listener discretion is advised. This program is not suitable for those under the age of 18.
And now, Big Sexy Talk.
Oh, Bill, if you could drag yourself away from your medicine bowl for 5 minutes, we have a radio show to do here.
I am freezing my nuts off down here.
Leave me alone. Hey, Big City talking in a nasty winter. Northern Hemisphere summer. We are stuck down here.
This is worse than the winter of 74 in Chicago.
Big City talking with Mel and Sal.
I was living on the street.
I'm Sal. That's Mel over there. It was just burnt his fingers.
Not having a good day today.
You're on News and More on Fox Star, Octofox, whatever, you know, the platform.
We're on the platform.
We're there bouncing around via digital. You're digitized. I'm Sal Rubenstein. That's Bill Zabersberg.
Yeah, we did all that.
We got so much to get through today, Bill, on the show. Madonna has changed her name to Esther.
Here we go.
And a lot of news there. Courtney Love has canceled the whole tour. Britney with the hard brace around the knees. We got some updates on that.
I didn't realize the knees were so bad.
Oh, they ain't a lot of arthritis in the future there. And Sonic Youth, Mel and I were special guests at the shows recently. And what a mess.
Sonic Youth?
What a mess.
They're in their late 40s.
The Aussie Backers have hit back at the Supersize Me. All of that stuff, that's hot, that's sizzling like a big vat of beef lard, cooking up some shoestring potato. We all love that.
Stop getting me hungry, so.
Eric Clapton, that washed up old blueser, he's selling some guitars. What a blueser. And also, too, Bill, Robert Givens, a lot of dudes there. She knocked down this old duck in a car, and people are suing. Everybody's suing everybody today.
Good to see.
We got some poetry coming up later on the show, too. But I think, well, it's time for some Mighty Reapers.
This is Big City Talk with Mel Zomersberg and Sol Rubenstein.
I see you watching it like a hawk. I don't mind the way you talk, but if you touch me, something's got to give. I live the life I love, and I love the life I live. The diamond ring and my money too. Tomorrow night they could belong to you. You know you move me at your will. I live the life I love, and I love the life I live. Tell you people how I feel. You see me rocking as I pass you by. Don't talk about me, cause I could be high. And please forgive me if you will. I live the life I love, and I love the life I live. This time
You see me rocking as I pass you by. Don't talk about me, cause I could be high. And please forgive me if you will. I live the life I love, and I love the life I live.
Mighty Reapers there, some Aussie soul stuff with Continental Bob up front.
Nice try, boys.
Hey, I live the life I love, and I love the life I live. You are Big City Talking at News and More.
He's a funny-looking little guy, isn't he?
Hey, you can hear us, Bill, Friday, 6 a.m., Saturday, 7 p.m., and Monday, Midnight, with Big City Talk. This is exclusive radio. This is fully controversial entertainment. This is R-rated. So if you're under 18, please switch off right now.
Or bring your false ID.
Because there's got to be some language, and there's got to be some hot stuff happening later on at the show. And you better stand back and cover your eyes. But, Bill, so much to do on today's show. Bill will be exclusively revealing his new book, which was written during the week, and it's been ghosted by 16 writers who each write two chapters in a week, and it's hot.
It's like, here's some of my diaries, get the work.
It's only coming out in paperback, and no pictures too, Bill. People always say, I like to have pictures in the middle of my books, you know, the glossy paper, all that, but I don't think so.
No.
That's another book. That's a separate book.
Yeah. It's a nice big coffee table book. Hardcover.
3 kilos worth of book, and
that's
I love
it. You
doing
can't. You got to have it either on your lap or leave it on the table. It's so heavy.
I think if a book doesn't weigh at least 3 kilos, Bill, it's worth nothing.
I got a headache.
God. Bill,
these cans are too tight.
Bill arrived at the studio today in his limousine.
What time is it?
He had already been drinking clear liquor from very early this morning. Then he went for a run. He ran nine miles and
threw up,
and then had a big plate of eggs.
And I'm waiting for the bacon to arrive.
Oh, where is our bacon? A lot of talk too, Bill, about bacon being legalized over in the Middle East.
And that's good to see.
That's hot. But this is all pre-diary chat. This is all stuff you shouldn't be getting now. You should be waiting for later, because you're in the chat half hour. The talk half hour, Bill's coming up presently. But now it's time for the diary.
Eddie played a thing there.
The Big City Talk Diary. Thanks to Del Switter Slims, part of the Del Switter range of fine tobacco products.
Oh, Bill. I want to talk very briefly, if I can, about Aussie Miss Universe, Jenny Hawkins. She's hot. She comes from up the coast, from where Bill and I are broadcasting in a Sydney, Aussie, down under, up at Newcastle, up there.
That's where they make the coal, isn't it?
I don't know what they do up there, Bill. Someone said to me, it's an industrial city. Would you like to come up for a free weekend? And I said, you know, I'm having a tough enough time surviving here in Sydney, on the East Coast, Aussie. I don't want to go to some two-bit backwater. But obviously, Bill, there's something in the water up there, because
they're churning out Miss Universes.
Jenny Hawkins.
Fantastic.
She's hot, and there's a lot of talk about whether Jenny Hawkins is going to stay hooked up with her boyfriend, Jake.
Is he a local yokel?
Yeah,
Jake. Good luck, buddy.
Jake, a lot of talk there about all of that, but Jenny, I think, is stateside-based and bound, and
Jake, I'd be gathering up everything that's yours and getting out of there now.
Montego, it's good, because Bill and I have designs on Jenny, as do a lot of entertainment sensations, and basically power and body makes up for the fact that Bill and I are almost 60 years old and have had combined plastic surgery now to bring 46 occasions, which Bill is leading with 24 occasions to my 22.
Still looking great.
But I've actually had more hospital days than Bill. because I've had better procedures, longer procedures.
Yeah, but you take longer to recover, too.
And if
or do you just enjoy being in the hospital?
I do love the sensation, Bill, of being emerging from...
Pampered by nurses.
Pampered by nurses, and also I bring my entourage of nurses, more than not nurses, the hookers, dressed up as nurses who then sued me and fanned me and dropped grapes into my mouth from a great height. But, sure, Bill, I do. And my latest surgery booking, which is for at the end of the icy winter, is to have, I'm having my big toenail on my left foot pulled out and replaced with a toenail made out of gold.
Ah, nice.
100% solid, pure gold. And that's the...
That could do some damage, kicking someone in the head with that.
Well, Bill, that's a bonus. That's a value added to all of that. But, Bill...
what were we talking about then?
We're talking now about Eric Clapton.
But
Not before we squeeze in an image ID.
Big City Talk.
Congratulations. You have been fully digitized by Mel and Sol. Certified better than sex.
Well, Bill, American or English, I don't even know where Clapton's from, but he's a blueser. And he's selling more guitars, Bill. It was only 5 years ago he was selling 100 guitars. Now he's selling another 60-something guitars through auction. I don't know whether it's through eBay or one of the more traditional bricks and mortar
trading post
style. I love the Aussie trading post down here, Bill.
Yeah.
You people have collected the most bizarre collection of junk and useless stuff. And you see this, Bill, when you go to the Aussie fringe communities on the outskirts.
That's the problem. You got to travel so far to get the stuff.
There's a lot of properties, Bill, on the outskirts where there's, like, cars that have been just sat there for years and junk scattered all over and weeds, tumbleweeds blowing across the property. Real lack of interest in the style attitude from the owners.
Yeah, people sitting out the front playing banjos with teeth missing. No.
They got the whole house looks like it's about to fall over. It's all crooked.
But they do have they do have a thing for 180-centimeter widescreen televisions.
Oh, and $180,000 cars that have been souped up to the total maximum. You people down here are very bizarre. People say...
Very weird habits. Strange priorities.
Do you understand the Aussie life, Mel? Do you understand the Aussie way?
I don't think
if I lived to be 2000, I would never understand you people down here with your junkyards and your cheap booze. You people down here don't have the faintest idea about the Western excess bill like we do up in the States. And we're going to talk about that too later on at the show. But not before we get back to Clapton, Bill. I mean, how many guitars? The guitar cannot be worth anything, Bill, when he's selling 100 of them every damn year. There's 5,000 Clapton guitars out there, and they're not worth 5 cents, you people. You'd be better trying to buy the harp that Mel played Glissando runs on a Celine Dion album late the millennium.
Sure, there's some damage to it, but I'd say with a bit of work, I could get it happening again.
Well, it's out of tune, but it plays more like an Eastern instrument now than a Western instrument.
Yeah.
But it looks nice.
Well, it was after I threw Danny DeVito into it.
and he got stuck in it.
That night after the...
he got stuck.
The Grammys.
Those strings, Bill, they're so damn taut. I think Bill thought that if he had the DeVito... He says he threw it too. He had DeVito thrown through.
I wanted to slice him
into
6 pieces.
He had DeVito thrown through while Bill stood there sucking on a pipe and...
Laughing my head off.
Drinking just some very hard liquor, 120% hard. But we thought DeVito would actually go through the harp and land on the other side, but he became wedged because the strings are so damn taut.
And he's so short. He's fitted perfectly into it.
And talk of taut, Bill, takes me out to Brittany because she's as tight as a fishing line. It's got a 400-pound bass on it. It's heading back towards the States.
Now tell me, has she got completely new knees? Or have they just fixed up the old ones?
Well, she's had to cancel a tour, Bill, because she was doing an Arax hotel tour, which I'm sure was going to be a smash sensation. And the option was, Mel, to be wheeled out on stage.
Oh, that's good luck.
In a motorized
wheelchair.
Disability wheelchair. Or what do you call those things, Mel, when you break your legs and you got to walk around with those two sticks?
Crutches.
Crutches.
Crutches, I think, is the correct medical term for them.
Well, the other option was you come out with them two sticks.
Well, and, maybe you're thinking of stilts.
Walking frame.
A zimmer. And she could have come out there, but all the dance maneuvers, Mel, with every high kick, her knee would have a swellage. Mm. I mean, there's all sorts of swelling down there.
Yeah.
And Mel and I have been lobbying to apply ice, but as yet we haven't heard from the Spears family.
There's a long queue, I hear.
Position of time now.
Hi, you've reached Mel and Sol at Big City Talk. They can't take your call at the moment because you're not rich or famous enough. If you were rich or famous enough, you wouldn't be calling on this number.
Big City Talk.
Back off.
Hey, here's some Billy Ocean sliding at you.
You gotta be kidding.
Hey, you asshole, Bill. This is for you, and this is for the abuse that you gave Billy Ocean on the comeback. But this is going back to pure Ocean. This is 70s Ocean.
You owe me $2.95 for the coffee, asshole.
B.O., a B.O. special. Man, I love really hurts when I have you.
You run around town like a fool, and you think that it's grooving.
Oh, Billy. I love that. Down. That's one of the great riffs ever, Bill. People talk about Smoke on the Water. Oh, that bullshit. But another like a little bit of B.O. Getting you through. Your Big City Talker on News and More, right across the Foxtel iStar digital platform. I'm Sal Rubenstein. My co-talent is Bill Zabersberg.
I got the shakes.
Our EP, Carol Zaba, appeared last week after 18 months AWOL and has got AWOL again after one show. Eddie Weeder, the paddle boy, is out the back roasting some hog for the talent. And, Bill, people say, why are you doing, you know, you hate Australia so much. Why are you doing down in Aussie? Well, it's a long story, but we were stuck here, Bill.
But it's a legal thing.
IRS, you strode out of the States in 94, massive tax fraud, came to Aussie, doing a show via shortwave, pumping it out to 491 stations around the globe. And that's why we're here. And we can only go back to the States on occasion. Like for Ray Charles, because Mel and I were back there paying our respects to Black Man Ray.
And trying to see if there was anything in the will. Considering and, he did owe us some money.
We did get a lot of heat because Ray owed us $20. And I had a call during the week from a friend of Ray saying, you know, all those dinners Ray cooked for you, all those free tickets over the years Ray gave you, took you on the road with Ray, introduced you to all the great performers, and you give him such a hard time because he owed you $20. And I thought about that for a while. I thought, well, $20 is $20,
exactly.
Bill.
Yeah, and it wasn't the first $20 we didn't let Ray either.
Well, it was the second.
Yeah.
And that was $40 in total.
Yeah.
Toto. In Toto, Bill, 40.
Yeah.
And,
maybe, you know, instead of giving us all those free dinners and everything, you know, maybe get the $20.
And
give it to us.
We did the file pass and pay our respects to Ray. I had to stop Bill Zabersberg from trying to lead in.
I was angry.
Check the pockets to see if there was 40 in there. It wasn't.
No.
But so sad. Such a sad day, Bill. But what a lot of great entertainers got together. And when you do get entertainers together, it's a great day.
It's a party.
And a great day was had by all.
Yeah. Fantastic spread.
Bill, Sting now, and out of the Sting, and I'm not talking police, out of the Sting, we've got some exclusive news on Bert Newton. We've got the exclusive news on the Beatles, Dan and Ossie. And,
they came down here?
Only the once.
What the hell for?
We got the poetry corner coming up. But first, we've got some purebred American music from Chris Isaak.
Linda was mine till the time that I found her. Holding Jim, loving him. Seek him alone, love me strong. That's what I thought. Me and Sue, that dad too. Don't know if I will, but until I can find me a girl who will stay and won't play games behind me, I'll do what I am. Solitary man, solitary man. I had it to hear being where love's a small world. Paper rain, part-time thing. I know it's been done having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, weak or strong. Don't know if I will, but until I can find me behind me, I'll do what I am. Solitary man, solitary man.
Thank you to our good friend Zebby Castini for the coffee today.
Oh, and also to my 11th wife, Randy Rubenstein, who we set up the road to get coffee and a burnt hog in between the yeast and water. They're just so good.
I could eat this every day.
If you want to eat a team, you could eat a team. Fantastic at BigCityTalk.com. Fantastic at BigCityTalk.com. And we have a competition, too, today.
Oh, fantastic.
We have a competition today where if you eat a team, We have some CDs to give away. So what you have to do is eat a tea. We have five CDs. We haven't decided what CDs they'll be yet.
What are we taking, the 10th emailer?
We're going to take whoever sends us the nicest email with some sort of anything in there at all. But you must contain your details there because we don't,
Keep it clean, please.
So if you eat a team, fantastic, at bigcitytalk.com. And all the question that you have to answer, Bill, is what is the name of the show? And if you could answer that question correctly, you may win five CDs. Let's make it 10 CDs, Bill.
Oh, sure. Hey, you're paying.
10 CDs. So that's what you got to do. We got to draw the winner in about 1 week from then. And so fantastic at bigcitytalk.com. And you have to answer the question, Bill. And the question is,
what is the name of the show?
And it's a very easy question. And the answer is Big City Talk.
Yeah.
So, Bill, Courtney Love, I know she's been in touch with you. She's in a bad way.
Whenever she's down, I get the call.
Bill.
It's like, why don't you ring me when you're happy, you miserable bitch?
And she's canceled the tour. She was, thank God, not coming down under here to Aussie.
I couldn't bear it.
But the tour is off. It's been a total flip-flop. It's been a total lemon. And, Corey, we're thinking of you, babe. We're really hoping that you can get it together for Francis Bean, the beautiful Francis Bean, Courtney Cobain, the love thing. And, you know, she's not looking real good, but
no,
I got to say.
That kid is in trouble.
I haven't seen Courtney in person, but I'm talking about Courtney. The kid looks great. But I did see Courtney because we do communicate via computer camera, Bill. You know that thing, like that big eye on top of the computer?
That's kinky.
And I saw Courtney the other day. I said, come a little closer there, babe. I can't see. I said, you're not looking real good, sweet cakes. I said, you are not looking real good at all. But we do send our warmest.
So I've been asking to talk to you on that computer thing for years now. You won't talk to me.
Yeah, well, Eddie, you're not Courtney Love. And you don't have the same history that Courtney and I have. Courtney Cobain Love.
It's like Courtney does a little dance for him.
Hey, I love our history.
Get your gear off.
You're a Big City Talking, and the E's are flooding in already. On Big City Talk, we're going to take a random winner on fantastic at bigcitytalk.com. We have 10 compact discs to give away to you people out there. So stand back and stand by.
Lie back, relax, and think of England.
Big City Talk.
Saul's excuses is he's eating, so I got to do this bit. Yes, Beck, cancel check.
To do this, but you're a pain in the neck. I thought you knew this. You're handing me a cancel check. You're so helpless. Your girlfriends think you're insane. I'll give you a quarter. I'll keep my judgments to myself and not get caught up in the moonlight, reaching out for a rotten egg. I don't wanna bake. It's crystal clear your time is nearly gone. Count your blessings. Do the things that you should. Oh, the has-beens that never had it so good. Stormy weather, the kids are making a racket in the wilderness. The wild lives are so mild, and I get caught up in the moonlight, reaching out for a rotten egg. I don't wanna beg. It's crystal clear your time is nearly gone.
Yeah.
rotten egg. I don't wanna bake. It's crystal clear, your time is nearly gone.
Yeah, well, that's a fruit.
That's another miserable sod.
Straight off the bat, skis with a Beck and canceled chick. And that's one of the great things, Bill, isn't it? The thrill of sending a canceled check to someone, a bum check, a dud check.
And when I love it when they send the letters because each one gets, you know, more angrier and, you know, more offensive.
I always send a nice note. You know, you get a bill from some tradesman, some overpaid tradesman who's getting paid about $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
And I send off a dud check with a nice letter saying, you know, dear Joe, thanks so much for the work. Thanks for all the rewiring my whole compound, my whole one square hectare compound.
Putting the speakers in a jacuzzi.
Thanks for that. And
mirrors on the ceiling.
You know, you're great. I'm going to pass on all my best wishes to you, to all my other people who might like some wiring done. And here's a check for $100,000. And the whole thing just bounces forward away from here to Uluru, Bill, and back again.
Cruel, very cruel.
And meanwhile, he's thinking, how am I going to spend this money?
Yeah.
There's no money.
He's already bought about 50 grand worth of goods on credit.
It's like your check bounce is like, yeah, well, your wiring wasn't so good either.
Yeah.
You know, asshole.
Exactly. Almost burnt my house down.
And I did pay $5,000 up front. Mm. And that's why I've screwed you now, because I was so angry. That five was put aside for medicine. All of a sudden, I got to pull that out of my budget for the week for the wiring. That's just lights, Bill. I mean, you got to light up a candle. I'd rather light up a candle than not have my medicine.
So Joe don't do no work for Saul anymore, as you can imagine.
So I'm just going to ring next time I need wiring. I ring Tony and say, hey, Tony, I need some wiring done. His
just
five.
Just hope that Tony don't know Joe.
Hey, today's poetry corner, Bill, because this is the hottest section of the show, uniquely Big City Talk is uniquely BCT. And what happens here is we do provide some poetry for you from a great musical sensation, and it allows you to soak it up and really enter the lyric and live within the lyric.
And we have our minions write these out.
Why are we burping today so much, Bill, when we're not having any quad cola?
We're just eating half a pig.
Today's poetry quarter comes from great Aussie pop pub band Aussie Crawl. Yep. And beautiful people. I said beautiful
people.
They got a Robert Palmer t-shirt in their travel bag. Beautiful
people.
They got a price upon their head. I said, beautiful
people
have got some friends who just flew in from L.A., yeah. Beautiful
people.
They haven't really much to say. I said,
people.
They just want to take you.
People.
They just want to make you.
People.
They just want to break you down. They just want to break you down. I said,
people. People.
They ride $200 push bikes in the park. Beautiful
people.
They won't admit it. They make love in the dark. Beautiful
people.
Snap frozen potted palms in the corner of the living room. Beautiful
people.
The Art Deco sonic boom. Beautiful
people.
You know they're going out tonight to get their Bombay rocks off. Beautiful
people.
They got a Kerouac condition, got a cocaine cough. Beautiful
people.
Studio 54 is the only place to dance. Beautiful
people.
You know, the garden's full of furniture. The house is full of plants.
Yeah, great.
You nutter. You nutters, Aussie Crawl. Here's some beautiful people now. Coming, taking it all the way back. Tried to crack it in the States with this little number, but Bill and I shut it down totally. From the get-go.
Big City Talk.
Saturday, devil be born. Got a rubber Palmer t-shirt in their travel bag. Be you, devil be born. Got a price upon the hay, yeah. Be take you down. Instead of you, Tibble be bought. They wrapped $100 spikes in the pot. You, Tibble be bought. They won't admit it, but they make love in the dark.
It's a hot poetry quarter. Beautiful people. Icy Crawl down at the Style Rock. And didn't they all go on to bigger and better things, Bill, after that?
I don't think so.
This is Johnny Cash, and here's Mel and Saul on Big City Talk.
Hi, this is Eddie Van Halen, and you're listening to Mel and Saul on Big City Talk.
There we go.
Nate from Foo Fighters.
There we go.
Hi, this is Dave Brainy.
There we go.
This is Matt from Soundgarden.
There we go.
Big City Talk.
There we go.
Hi, it's Ringo. You're listening to Mel and Saul.
Hello, my name's Nicky Barrett.
Hello, this is Stan Ridgway, and I'm in the Mighty Mighty Monster.
You're
with Mel and Saul on Big City Talk.
Hi, folks, this is Brian May. You're listening to Mel and Saul on Big City Talk.
Hello, this is Fleet from Red Hot Chili Peppers, and you're listening to Mel and Saul on Big City Talk.
Hi, this is Dave from Blur, and you're listening to Mel and Saul on Big City Talk.
Hi, this is Wayne Newton, and don't touch that dial, because you're listening to Mel and Saul on Big City Talk.
Godfather Redhead, and I feel good. Paul's got to bring you back. Get on the good foot. If you're living in America or wherever you're living, get on up. Right now, I got to run. I love you.
You want me to say something? I'll say it real quick. I got it.
Hi, this is James Brown. Mel and Saul on Big City Talk.
And it's very rare that we go SOG, mini chat SOG, but today
I'm gonna throw it up in the air and see where it lands.
Big City Talk.
You got them rules, baby. You got them rules, but you ain't got the substance. You're in a groove, baby. You got that groove, baby. So in a groove, but it's such a tight hole.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's some dirty, skazzy, Ozzy bar rock. Spencer P. Jones, and my week is better than your year. Hey, I like that guy. He's got some front mill Summersburg.
He sure does. For a little short guy, you're going to be sick.
No. Well, after the show I am, but not during the show.
Yeah, your cheeks popped up and everything.
I'm trying to create some space. I've got a big chicken meal coming up.
Yeah. I see you're right. It's no quiet. You see, you're not belching enough.
Yeah, I know. Mel, the list was released recently after most powerful celebrities in the world. And Mel Gibson, the great Ozzy Mal, he was up the top there because he's made some big films.
With his God money.
And there's also Tom Cruise, Kidman, Kravitz up there too, and Opie Whitty.
I can understand Opie, but Cruise, Kidman, Kravitz?
Cruise.
Give me a break.
I mean, Tom's so far off the radar, there's not even a blip, not even a very fake flicker of a blip, it's just all silence there. The needle is flat. There's nothing going on with Tom Cruise, Kravitz, Kidman, and Bill. People, the list is published. Unfortunately, people don't get down to number 146 where Mel and I were placed.
We've been lobbying for years to try and to get them include that.
This is our lowest rating ever, Bill. Yeah. 146 are the most powerful people in the world ever in entertainment circles. And that is an insult to Mel and I. Sure, we're only being played down in Aussie now because we have some breach of copyright situation with the rest of the world. We're trying to sue the whole world, Mel, which has reduced us to broadcasting just to you people down here.
I mean, it's offensive when you got people like Drew Carey coming in ahead of you.
Andrew Barrymore. You got the guy who hosts Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Alex Trebek. He's on top of us.
You got half the people who appear on goddamn Hollywood Squares.
You got Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman. He's a security guard, for God's sake.
He's a security guard.
Ted Danson.
I can't believe.
Homebody.
Gary stashed away his Different Strokes money. Or put it in an investment, and he's living high on the hog.
Oh, we got the professor from Gilligan's Island is ranking.
What the hell's he doing up there?
On the list. This is the final insult to two great American talents.
I think there's something wrong with their calculations.
Who have given over so much to keep the people entertained and informed.
I think they're looking at bank accounts from 1965.
This is a rort. Mel and I should be at least higher than number five.
At least 130.
Mel and I are in meltdown over this, and we're very angry, and we'll be starting now.
You have no idea what it does to your self-esteem.
And you have no idea how angry we are either. Yeah. But we are. But still, we must press on with the show, Bill, because there's so much to get through today.
We've got
to
make some money.
Hey, Eddie, is it time for an image ID or for some rock?
Oh, both maybe so.
What about, you know, 3 minutes worth of advertisements, please?
Hey, talent needs a break. Talent's on fire today. Show's rating 146, which is also to say our Mel and I's number on the powerful list. But unfortunately, the high ratings don't really link with high power on the power list.
Do you have to keep on bringing it up?
Hey, Mel and I are in a lot of trouble here today, so here's some rock.
She gets it while she can. Oh, get back. Get back. Get back to where you once belong. Get back. Get back. Get back to where you once belong. Get back to red hot.
Oh, Beatles there, get back. And, Bill, it's so provincial down under here. There's been so much excitement because it's the four-year anniversary, 40 years, four decades. It's John, Paul, the other ones came down here.
Accidentally came down here. The flight got lost on the way to Tokyo.
And the bottom line of the whole thing is they didn't enjoy it down here. They didn't want to come back here. They broke up. This is what started them wanting to break up, was having to come down here.
I think 40 years ago, they didn't have any stadiums or anything. I think they just set up in a park.
I saw them at Shea Stadium in the States, Bill, when I was about 20 years old, when the Beatles came over. I was very unimpressed. I stood back saying, what the hell is this, all these cheesy songs?
Very, very average musicians. I gotta say.
You know, a lot of studio trickery going on there with their producer, Gary Martin, who's a great friend of the team, Sir Gary, very close, Sir Gary and Mel and I, and he was great. He was a big influence on the whole thing. Big influence on Mel and I, too.
Well, he was, they say
orchestral
he was
albums of the 70s.
They say he was the fifth Beatle, although there was some Aussie guy who tried to challenge that title. Some funny guy with a weird voice.
Coming sort of a high-pitched voice like that.
Coming down here, and I saw them, and I actually heckled the Bill, and I booed them. I interviewed them, and I said to them, I remember saying to the one who got shot, your music doesn't...
You're going to get shot one day.
This music doesn't stack. This is cheap.
Yep.
It's
three-chord.
It's cynical.
Slop.
It's too rosy. And
it's gay.
And then all of a sudden they started taking medicine and started producing all this weird music, which was too weird because at that stage Bill and I had discovered the Beach Boys.
And disco.
And were far more involved in that. And also too, the Rolling Stones. It took Bill and I on the road. And things would never be the same again after that.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
They were some very spotty, smelly English talent. And they drank,
I thought I was going to die.
They drank like fishes, cheap English booze that had been imported from England.
Keith kept on wanting to have fights.
The whole thing was a disgrace. And I got to say, Bill, I can't believe Gold Radio is still playing both those bands. Totally overrated Stones, totally overrated Beatles. I would much rather hear something from American.
Pet Shop Boys.
Some American bands. But, Eddie, have we just played 60s rock, or are we playing 60s rock now?
We just played it there, Saul.
No, we've just played some 60s rock for you now.
Now we got to go.
Bert Newton has been done DUI, a big Aussie grenade to Aussie Bert.
You've seen the size of that guy's head.
Oh, Bill, when I went on his show.
It's like a watermelon.
They said to me, side state, they said, Saul, when you go and turn to Aussie Bert to plug your new cookbook and your new inspirational series of cassettes, don't stare at his head because you will be mesmerized.
It's like looking at someone through a magnifying glass.
I went straight out onto the set, which is very small. Smaller than you may think, actually. And I said, my God.
And full of hair care products and weight loss products and exercise machines.
Not only was I confused.
Very cluttered.
I thought his first name was Newton. So I said, my God, Newton. Look at your goddamn
Look at
fucking
you.
Head, man. look at that fucking green watermelon. It's the size of a goddamn basketball.
I tell you what, he threw to Moira pretty quick after that.
Hey, we will see you people next time around. Don't forget, we have 10 CDs to give away. You got an EOS at fantastic@bigcitytalk.com. And tell us what the name of the show, Big City Talk, is. And otherwise, we'll catch you next time around on News and More.
Funny as it seems, some people get their kick stomping on other people's dreams. I ain't gonna let it get me down, 'cause this old world just keeps spinning round. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn, and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I learned one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. So that's life, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, but my heart wouldn't buy it. If I didn't think it was at least worth a try, I just roll myself up in a big ball and die. Yeah, that's life, yeah, that's what people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. I know I'm gonna change that tune when I'm back on top, oh, I hope next June. That's life, funny as it seems. Some people get their kicks out of stomping on a dream. I ain't gonna let it get me down, 'cause this whole world just keeps spinning round. I've been a bumper, a bumper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn, and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I learned one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life, I can't deny it. Lord knows I thought of quitting, but my heart wouldn't buy it. If I didn't think it was at least worth a try, I'd just roll myself up in a big ball and die. Lord, you know I would.
Big City Talk is a Carol DeZommer production.
Wonderland Agency.
And distributed internationally by RZB,
the world's biggest satellite radio network.